This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Yogita Kashyap from Hudson Face and Eye in New York City. Today, she will be sharing her expertise on Botox and how it can actually prevent signs of aging. Dr. Kashyap, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
It certainly is our pleasure, Dr. Kashyap. So for starters, tell us, what is Botox for those that aren't familiar, and how does it work?
So Botox is actually a protein that is used to block the transmission of motor neurons to the muscle. So what all that means is you think about moving your face or moving your body, and the nerves transmit a signal to the muscle in order to move. And so Botox intercepts that signaling and is able to diminish the effect of it. And the benefits of that is, as we know, it can help with migraines, it can reduce fine lines and wrinkles, as well as sweating.
And taking that further, what is preventative Botox, and what age is this procedure most recommended?
So that's a good question. My philosophy is that it really depends on the patient, as well as their heritage. So if someone looks at their parents and, you know, in their 60s, they have barely any lines, I would say probably the time to start would be in your late 30s or 40s. And then there's another subset of patients where, their parents do have a lot of lines, or they notice lines in themselves. And I have patients as young as 25 that are coming in for preventive Botox. And what all that means is when the muscles of facial expression are overused, and often, some patients, do a lot of public speaking, and they tend to be very expressive. And so the first signs of lines are typically in the forehead and between the eyebrows.
And thanks for your input there. Now, are there certain patients that you'd recommend preventative Botox to more than others?
I think this goes back to, what we had just previously discussed. And, typically preventative Botox is really patient dependent and philosophy dependent. I'm a big fan of it. I've had multiple patients who've had Bell's palsy. I don't know if you've heard of Bell's palsy, but the short of it is that one part of the face loses its motility. And so there's, less muscle contraction on one side versus the other. And I recently had a patient who's about 80 years old, and she had facial palsy for about 20 years. And, when you look at her, she came in because she was turning 80 and she wanted some cosmetic treatments, some Botox and filler. And when I looked at the side of the face that had the Bell's palsy, that side looked 20, 30 years younger. So that kind of proved to me that actually preventative Botox really does work, because if we reduce the functioning and the contraction of the muscles, we develop fewer folds. We reduce the loss of fat in our face, and perhaps reduce the need for, filler or fat grafting down the road. And so the goal is not to become frozen, but the goal is actually just to soften our facial movements so that we don't atrophy. It's like having a car, and, you can go 90 miles an hour. I don't have a car, I'm in New York City, but I can postulate that, if you go 90 miles an hour and you start and stop, you're going to get a lot of wear and tear on the car, versus if you're cruising at 30, you'll probably get more, you'll get more mileage and more years out of that car. So I look at it in a similar way.
A great example, a great explanation, and a great analogy. Today we are with Dr. Yogita Kashyap from Hudson Face and Eye in New York City, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Kashyap, what are the areas where we tend to develop the most lines and wrinkles that Botox can prevent?
That's a great question, Eric. Typically, you know, the first area that patients will come and ask for treatment is the 11 lines, which are the vertical lines between the eyebrows. Some people will notice also horizontal lines in their forehead. Typically, we see that in patients in their 30s. And in patients that have fairer skin, you know, Caucasian, thinner skin, the other area that's really common are the crow's feet, which, you know, basically when we smile, those lines that fan out from the corner of our eyelid, and that area particularly responds well. Actually, all three areas respond really well to Botox. The one key thing is that you want to just not give too much, and baby Botox is a big thing nowadays. They call it baby because we're not looking for the frozen look, because we do like when we can have facial expression. And if you treat the forehead too much, you can drop the brows. So it's really important that you go to someone who is a little bit light-handed, so that, you know, they can find the right dose for you. And, you know, there's not a cookie cutter formula, and each person, you know, obviously has a different strength and muscles of their face and their body. And you have to, you know, find the right dose where we can, you know, suppress the line formation, but still maintain some sort of facial expression.
Dr. Kashyap, are there other uses for Botox that aren't corrective or preventative?
There are other uses of Botox that some people don't necessarily know about. You know, often we'll microneedle Botox into the skin, and so it doesn't actually reach the muscles of the face, but it does actually tighten pores, particularly around the nose. And there's studies that show that it can actually reduce the breakouts of acne. So that's actually kind of a nice added benefit of microneedling Botox. The other treatments of Botox that people typically know about are for migraines, as well as for hyperhidrosis, sweating. And so many patients come in for underarm treatment, as well as hand and feet, for the Botox.
Dr. Kashyap, most informative and helpful in regards to preventative Botox, and really appreciate your information shared here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a tip, a takeaway, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Well, you know, I really want to, you know, thank you again for having me. And, you know, to the listeners, I, you know, although, you know, there's a lot of talk in the media about Botox, you know, I just don't want anyone to feel pressure that they need to get it done. It's really there. You know, we spend all this like time and money on makeup, and, you know, everyone is so concerned with their selfies. At the end of the day, do what makes you feel good. It's just good to know that the option of Botox is out there. If there are troubled some areas that you want to treat.
Well stated. And Dr. Kashyap, we can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on the program and sharing your expertise on the topic, and it's much appreciated. Where can listeners, if they wanted to be in touch and get more information on your practice there in New York City, where could they get those details?
Great. Yeah. My website is www.hudsonfaceandeye.com, super long, or our office number is 347-788-1841. The website has a lot of information, and, you know, feel free to drop a note on the website or via the email, and my staff would be happy to help you.
And we certainly appreciate that. Again, Dr. Kashyap, thanks for your time and, again, for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Yogita Kashyap from Hudson Face and Eye in New York City. And for further details, visit hudsonfaceandeye.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.